That just means a white person.
Do white people get called anything else here?
Hmm?
Do white people get called anything here from White Sox fans?
No, I don't guess so. Caucasian, sometimes. And, they don't, usually when a Mexican calls somebody a gringo, he's somebody he doesn't like, he's a white man he doesn't like.
So the gringo, it's something you hear up here very often.
Not much.
Do you ever hear names of, like, for white people, or I guess anybody, out in the country? Maybe, you know, somebody who lives, sort of, a country person who's never been to town, maybe, you know, somebody who just...
Don't think of anything like that now. Sort of like, you mean the Georgia cracker and the Florida cracker and, well, they, you know, usually the people from mountains of Kentucky and Tennessee, like Edward Stone, they call hillbillies. And in Louisiana, there's the same word. Sometimes it's complimentary, and sometimes it's sort of an insult. And they is a coon ass. I was at a barbecue one day, and this very nice Frenchman was next to me. He said, "I'm an RCA." He was eating next to me. Well, I know I haven't got anything to do now.
I wanted to ask you over here. I was looking, this is a really pretty piece here. What do you call something like this?
That is a mantle piece. Or a mantle. Either one, just one word. And that came out of my grandmother Nugent's house in Jackson, Mississippi. And the house was, I said, was built in 1832. And that is solid mahogany hand carved.
Really?
Let's see. In our apartment in Houston, we've got the old carbide chandeliers that were in the house in Jackson, Mississippi, in the parlor and in the music room. And they are not a pair, although they, just looking at them, they do look like a pair. They, one has six drops and one has lights, and one has four or something like that.
Is it a carbide?
It was the old carbide light that you, it was a gas generated from powder and water. And they burned the carbide gas.
What did you call the thing that burned that?
That was a wick, just a wick.
So you didn't call it like a...
And these were converted, of course, to electricity, and they still have the little knobs there that no longer work, of course, that where you cut the gas on and off.
They're carbide.
Carbide, and my aunt's house that we lived in for 6 years had a carbide chandelier over the dining room table. And an old plumber we had here named Fessler was working on her water system. And it used to be that we sort of alternated in the family having the preacher for dinner every Sunday, a noonday meal. And they were all seated at the table. Fessler had turned on some of the water,